The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 20th day of August, 2021. I am simply amazed at the depth of depravity and dishonesty and outright lying. I'm looking at a story, and this was posted, of course, on MSN. Little butterfly logo. Yes. FDA aims for full approval of Pfizer COVID vaccine on Monday. Boy. And we got a bunch of stuff here that people are coming unhinged worldwide over this vaccine problem, eliminating a flu that they never isolated and never existed. Not the virulent stuff. They didn't even say we had other flus, which we always do every flu season, every year. We have other flus out there as well. But no, it was all COVID, and we got the body tags here to prove it. No, we don't care whether you died of natural causes, whether you died of comorbidities, whether you died of a heart attack, died in a fire, a motorcycle accident, or even leapt to your death committing suicide. You're all toe-tagged as being COVID. Well, they're getting bolder here. The Food and Drug Administration is pushing to approve Pfizer-BioNTech's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, further expediting an earlier timeline for licensing the shot, according to people familiar with the agency's planning. Regulators were working to finish the process by Friday, but were still working through a substantial amount of paperwork and negotiation with the company. Yeah. The people familiar with the planning who were not authorized to speak publicly about it cautioned that the approval might slide. New York Times are saying, okay, Monday is the target. It might slide beyond Monday if some components of the review need more time. Yeah, like how to cover our butts on how many people these damn vaccines have killed. That would be one thing that they would have to, yeah, overcome. And of course, an FDA spokeswoman, as it says in the Times, declined to comment. The agency had recently set up an unofficial deadline for approval around Labor Day. The approval is expected to pave the way for a series of vaccination requirements by public and private organizations who are awaiting firmer regulatory backing before implementing mandates. Oh, that's what they are waiting for. Let me see. Here's the stick and the carrot. We're at 40% vaccination rate. The tsunami of the poison injections have stopped in this country. So we were just waiting. Oh, the corporations were just waiting. The city municipalities were just waiting for this approval. And as the Times puts it, this is the way they worded it. Federal and state officials, health officials, are hoping that an approved vaccine will draw interest. Approved vaccine. Now the evidence is already in. sorry. For some Americans who have been hesitant to take the one that was only authorized for emergency use, a phenomenon suggested by recent polling. Ooh, a phenomenon. Like this is something extra special. Some universities and hospitals are expected to mandate inoculation once a vaccine is fully improved. Yeah, I'll get around to the shortages of nurses in this country because they're either being fired or they're quitting because they're not going to take the vaccine. What better indication does the public need than I'm in the healthcare center, I'm at ground zero, you want me to take that crap? No. What better example of stick it in your pipe and smoke it do you need? Some universities and hospitals, as I said, are expected to mandate inoculation once the vaccine is fully approved. The Pentagon earlier this month said it plans to make COVID vaccinations mandatory for the country's 1.3 million active duty troops no later than the middle of next month, or sooner if the FDA acts earlier. Oh, now, the officialdom is going to declare it official, and officially you will end up dead. Which, coming into view, folks, I got to tell you something. I was a little skeptical about, well, this is going to kill you in 6 months or a couple of years. But we have a couple of presentations to play for you that, may alter your train of thought. God knows your train of thought has been altered quite significantly over the last year and a half. Now, hasn't it? Well, yeah, it's called propaganda. The timing of the approval could result in an uncomfortable messaging problem for the Biden administration. Yeah, JoJo, which way do I go? Which on Wednesday announced that fully vaccinated people should prepare to get booster shots 8 months after they receive second doses. Oh, by the way, idiot JoJo in the White House said it may require 15 booster shots in order to get rid of COVID-19. This is JoJo, mindless Joe. Joe, no insult to people who are in retirement homes. Really. But this guy, I don't know, he should maybe be in the 3 North Ward or something, sitting there weaving baskets. This guy has lost his mind. And I think it's evident anytime he makes a public appearance. And by the way, Kamala, with her legs in the air, Harris, they can't locate her. They don't know where she is. Literally. Now, this is the Vice President of the United States. Supposed to be on standby in case something happens to that old fart. I'm sorry, JoJo. And nobody knows where she's at. This is the White House staff saying this. Not some reporter standing outside with a microphone in his hand. No. The staff is saying, we don't know where the hell she is. Well, maybe they don't have the courage of their own convictions, and maybe JoJo and Kamala are actually racing each other to the back door to slide into the dustbin of history. Maybe they're going to just run out of their positions, because you know the heat is being turned up. At any rate, back to the trustworthy New York Times. The FDA last week updated its authorizations of Pfizer's BioNTech's and Moderna vaccine to allow third doses for some immunocompromised people. We'll get around to that immunocompromised people here in another report. Take the jab, you lose about 25% of it. Take the second jab, up to 35% of your immune system destroyed, never to return again. Regulators are still reviewing Moderna's application for full approval for its coronavirus vaccine, and a decision could come at least several weeks after the one for Pfizer-Bio. Wait a minute, I thought your story said pending approval Monday, or it might slide. The way they're saying that, it might shift a little bit. Maybe it's a few days later. Their last sentence in the story, Moderna's application for full approval for its vaccine, several weeks after the one for Pfizer-Bio, that doesn't sound like next Monday to me. Does it to you? They've got some real problems. And they're all sitting over there throwing a grenade around that somebody had pulled a pin on, and these people don't want to get blown up. They know exactly. They're ground zero for this plandemic. They know exactly what's going on. And I forget, Mike, just by chance, do you remember the woman's name that's heading up the CDC now? What the hell is her name? She is scared witless to even get in front of camera. When she makes a public statement, it looks like she's ready to jump out of that chair and run out of the studio. Walensky. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what I'm referring to? Have you seen the fear in her eyes? Your mama could tell when you were lying about getting in the cookie jar because all the crumbs on your lips. This woman, she knows damn right well a good majority of the public is waking up and she's not comfortable. Well, I'm very sorry about that. You are killing my fellow Americans. Oy vey. I'm Sovaclept. I hope the story got posted up. Sometimes between shifts here, Mike, Julie doesn't get all the stuff, and then you don't look at her stuff, and we got this gap between the two of us. All right. Let me bring it up here so I know it's going to play. Waiting. Now, this viral video comes in the wake of JoJo's administration's announcement on Wednesday that the booster shots would be available starting September 20. And this is for Pfizer and Moderna. The U.S. will provide a third shot to Americans who received their second vaccine dose at least 8 months ago. And this is the pandemic fraud exposed by doctors around the world, and it's all about big pharma profit. No, it's just not about the money. I get sick and tired of hearing this. I get sick and tired of just, oh, they're just greedy people trying to make money. No, I recognize those traits. My landlord is one of those. Okay, maybe I better not start uttering on public. Probably get sued. And the contract canceled. At any rate, the profit cannot be made from vaccines if there are cures and preventative medicines. Yeah, okay. And if you think this is just about the drug companies whining and complaining that we put all this research and development into this stuff and, you know, we go to great expense and, you know, the excuses they give for way overpriced drugs. No, I get your research and development and I get your business expenses. I get that. The cost of doing business. But you guys have rolled the dice. I mean, have you ever rolled the dice? And that's what you're doing right now. You know, great profits can't be expected unless great risks are taken. The only problem is you're risking our lives with this stuff. A guy by the name of Sean Brooks that has, well, I'll let him tell the story. He gave a public presentation on when and how the vaccinated will die.
My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, You've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo. But there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now, as I'm talking to you. Millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
So you have 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. Thanks. It's already happening. Sure. Good luck.
Thank
because
you.
Nothing can stop it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're timed. You only got 15 seconds. You're trying to warn of imminent death. You only have 15 seconds left. In the meantime, in the land down under, with the Vegemite sandwich. Was that ever a real thing, Mike? A Vegemite sandwich? I don't even know. Down in Australia, an Australian official is giving a press conference for New South Wales. And during the press conference, the guy's standing at a lectern and talking, and his face starts to melt off of his skull. Bell's palsy. Now, I would play the video, but this little trooper keeps on going, even though the left side of his skull looks like it's paralyzed, and as I said, his face looks like it's melting like candle wax off of his skull. Now, he's the New South Wales Customer Service Minister. I don't know what the hell that is. But if you're a corporation like we are in this country with our government, I guess you could call it customer service. We're from the government, we're here to help you or kill you, whichever. Well, this customer service minister has taken to social media to confirm the reason for his droopy eye, which sparked more than a droopy eye, was a droopy left side of his face. I'll give you that after this break, folks. Melting down in front of a live audience while being recorded. And we'll be back.
It's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Getting back to Droopy Eye Guy here. The New South Wales customer service minister has taken to social media to confirm the reason why his droopy eye, which sparked concern over Wednesday's press conference. He went on Instagram on Wednesday night to tell people that he'd been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a temporary facial paralysis that has no known exact cause. Well, do you think they might know what it is now? Oh, and by the way, the New South Wales customer service minister Victor Dominello was diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis that's usually temporary, after he gave a press conference on COVID-19 on live TV and exhibited symptoms that included droopy eye. According to a social media post, he received his first AstraZeneca COVID jab on May 26. It is unknown if he had a second shot. He appeared on television on August 18th, 2 days prior to his appearance. He said he'd felt pain in his skull and behind his right ear, and later felt pins and needles tingling on his tongue. By the way, Australia is imposing fines of $5,000 for breach of home quarantine, $5,000 for lying on a permit, and $5,000 for lying to a contact tracer. Here in the United States, haven't we called them target practice? Yeah. Have you noticed the contact tracer program has stopped? Gee, I wonder why. And you can get a fine for $3,000 for breaching the two-person exercise rule. They're still hard at it down in Australia. I am. And here's JoJo. We need just 15 booster shots. That's actually satire from Babylon Bee. But JoJo has been pushing the vaccines and the boosters and all that stuff. And I had a thought while I was reading all this stuff today. So if the FDA gives approval to Moderna and Pfizer for their vaccines, and it's now a licensed vaccine, it's no longer in the emergency status. And here's my question. Since it's now going to be officially okayed and licensed for injection, do we now have the ability to sue these people for death and bodily injury? Well, now there's a good question. Boy, are these people down the rungs here of this pyramid of destruction? They're going to be sorely disappointed when, well, we were just following the science and advice of the experts. Now you were following the advice of the patent holders and the scam artists and the people that want to see a good portion of this population up and go bye-bye. They've only vaccinated 1/8 of the people that they have wanted to vaccinate on this earth. And I don't think their spiking proteins or it's going to come even close to their goal of eliminating a good chunk of people out there. But much to the chagrin of the do-gooders out there that believe in the science and just parroted this blindly without even looking into it themselves, are they going to come to a point where they recognize that they were part and parcel? Remember my description of bank robbers? You know, just because you're the getaway driver and you didn't go into the bank and didn't actively take a part in actually holding a gun to somebody's head and taking cash, stuff that didn't belong to you. Oh, well, I was just parked outside. I didn't have anything to do with the bank robbery. Has that cleanup ever worked for a getaway driver that got busted? No. You're just as guilty as the gunman. Oh, John, that's ridiculous. You're not going to indict everybody. No, I'm looking for self-indictment. I'm looking for people to admit how stupid they have been. I want this crap stopped. I don't want one more person. I mean, pregnant women? It's sterilizing pregnant women? And we're going to get approval? Oh, please, hasten thy step up the gallows pole. Slip that noose around your neck, quickly. No, you're going to do this voluntarily. We're not even going to tie your hands, so your natural instinct is to grab that rope around your neck when the floor drops underneath you. We're just going to ask you to do this voluntarily. We'll open up the phones, kind of an open phone Friday here. 512-248-8252. Australia, I'll continue with what's going on down there. It is horrific. Oh, and by the way, AstraZeneca, researchers find 1,000 different proteins in that COVID-19 vaccine.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well. Critical nursing shortages hit hospitals nationwide as nurses quit or are fired over COVID vaccine mandates. Health Impact News' Brian Shalhavy writes that the United States is now facing a critical nursing shortage in hospitals as many nurses are quitting rather than complying with COVID vaccine mandates, or they're being fired. We also have documented several stories this year where nurses have died or been crippled from the COVID shots. Hospitals will soon be overwhelmed, not because of outbreaks of COVID-19, but because the critical care staffing is being severely depleted by the COVID shots. Headline, massive nurse shortage hits Houston weeks after 150 unvaccinated nurses and hospital workers fired. Houston hospitals have reached a breaking point amid COVID-19 outbreak, which struck weeks after 150 hospital workers were fired by Houston Methodist Hospital, one of several hospitals struggling. Jennifer Bridges knew that she was what was coming when her director at the Houston Methodist Hospital called her up in June to inquire about her vaccination status. Bridges, a 39-year-old registered nurse, responded absolutely not when asked if she was vaccinated or had made an effort to get vaccinated. She was terminated on the spot. We all knew we were getting fired, Bridges told CBS News. We knew unless we took that shot to come back, we were getting fired today. There were no ifs, ands, or buts. Bridges was one of the more than 150 hospital workers fired by Houston Methodist Hospital. All last year, through the COVID pandemic, we came to work and did our jobs, said Kara Shepherd, a labor and delivery nurse who joined Bridges and other workers in an unsuccessful lawsuit. We did what we were asked. This year, we're basically told we're disposable. Shepherd and her colleagues may be disposable in the eyes of the hospital administrators, but they're perhaps not as easily replaced as she or Houston Methodist Hospital thought. 2 months after firing unvaccinated hospital staff, Houston Methodist is one of the several area hospitals experiencing a severe shortage of medical personnel. Jeez. Media reports say hospitals have reached a breaking point because of a flood of COVID-19 cases. That is not true. That is another lie. And people have caught on to this. They are just sitting there with bated breath to watch the news cook up and manufacture another story. Oh, the hospital seams are busted. New wave of COVID. Oh, my God. And then people are going to the hospital and filming and going, okay, where are they? And they're promptly being thrown out or threatened with arrest. Here is this woman when she gave her own public testimony here. Jennifer Bridges.
Hi, my name is Heather Cobble, and I'm a registered nurse here in San Diego. I actually resigned from my job yesterday as a registered nurse because of a state mandate to be vaccinated. I was no problem working in the healthcare system over the last 18 months without a vaccine, but now all of a sudden I'm a threat to public health? Tell me where this makes sense. All of you sitting up here with your masks on, you know that those masks don't do anything. As a healthcare provider, we are taught how to use PPE. We're taught universal precautions, and we know how to implement them when we're dealing with patients who have a viral infection. I don't understand how you guys don't see the bigger picture here. What you're doing is you're creating a healthcare crisis. We already have a nursing shortage in America. So now in San Diego County, I know for a fact there's several hospitals that are operating on an all-bed crisis. You know why we're doing that? Wilma, do you know why? Because we have a healthcare shortage, a healthcare nursing shortage. And you know that. These numbers are skewed. The testing is skewed. This needs to stop. I don't understand. Nathan, you can't even look at anybody when they're up here speaking. It's so rude. So rude. And I do have to say one thing. Jim Desmond, I want to thank you personally because I have reached out to you over the last 18 months, and you are the only supervisor to ever respond to any one of my emails. So thank you. Thank you.
I'm getting a bleed over here in my ear, Mike. That took care of it, thank you. They're going to run us right into the ground with this one. Wait, just wait until the FDA approves AstraZeneca, Pfizer, whatever. Once they give themselves permission to license this garbage, there's going to be hell to pay for them. Because I don't think this excuses them under the emergency vaccination rule. Yeah. That, oh, we'll hold everybody harmless, including the drug manufacturers here, because it is an experimental vaccine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be experimental if you say it's now approved for vaccination use. Now you're going to qualify this thing as, yeah, it's safe and it's okay to inject people with this stuff. Really? Which is worse, the people approving it or actually making the supposed vaccine? I would say both, in close collusion with each other. By the way, Ben Swan went over to France. I've seen some reports on One America News about the protests in France, but on any other network, absolutely nothing. Why? Because now you got the cops out there marching with the protesters. There were three separate. Well, I'll just give you Mr. Swan's report here, but there were three different protests going on in France in the same day, and there were over 1 million people in the streets in France over this COVID crap. And guess what they don't like about this? Well, it's a vaccine passport. Either you get the vaccine, you're not going to be allowed to ride the metro system, you're not going to be able to go to restaurants, you're not going to be able to shop for food. Sound familiar? They've been hinting at that in the United States, but you know, us being this irreverent, stiff-necked lot, these damned Americans. Yeah, I know. We've gotten some bad reviews by people around the world, and a lot of the criticisms are justified. We're sorry. We're trying to get a hold of our government here, and it keeps trying to get away from us. It's not a government or... it's a government not by the people. It's a government over the people. So we're working on it, just need a little bit more time, I guess. Here's Ben Swan's report. Millions, he says, are protesting in France over this mandatory health pass. Wow, it's kind of like a metro pass, but with deadly result.
Millions of people are turning out to protest across France, including hundreds of thousands right here in Paris. There are three separate demonstrations taking place in this city today. This is the largest one. This fifth protest in a row comes after President Emmanuel Macron's new COVID measures.
If you are not vaccinated, you will not be able to travel, to take the metro, the bus, even to go to the cafe, to the restaurant, to lose your job.
In all of Europe, no country is pushing back as hard as the people in France. I'm Ben Swan in Paris. This is Truth in Media. Hey guys, welcome to the show. So an incredible turnout here in Paris. As you can see, once again, there are hundreds of thousands of protesters in the streets pushing back against these mandatory COVID measures. It is happening here unlike in any other place in the world, certainly more so than the United States, where no one seems to be pushing back. Here in France, they're doing just that. And it wasn't just here in Paris, but all across the country of France. Huge protests in Nice, France, in the southern part of the country. Three different protests right here in Paris. This is the largest one. People walking for miles, making their voices heard, and demanding an end to these new health pass restrictions.
Even you are going to lose your job. Every citizen have the right to make his own choice. This is why it is a demonstration in all France since a few weeks, and the fight will continue until the new election in France, because France, who is the symbol of revolution and democracy, is not more any democracy when the citizen have not the choice to be vaccinated or not. This is unacceptable.
You can't go into a restaurant, you can't even eat outdoors, you can't go into a museum, and you can't go to school or even work in many cases unless you have either a COVID vaccination or a 48-hour PCR test showing you are negative for COVID or that you have antibodies in your system, but not more than 6 months old. So that is the main driver of these protests. People saying they want their freedom. Say liberté is what they're calling for here in France, and they have been calling for it week after week after week. The people have turned out and come to the streets demanding a change and demanding that the president of this country listen to them. Now listen, if you watch most media, they're going to tell you that the majority of people in polling are for these COVID vaccinations because so many signed up for them when they first became mandatory. But is that really true? And I'll tell you why we ask that question. So many people are turning out in the streets, and every single week, more people are showing up here in France to protest than the week prior. But I've talked to several people who have been vaccinated here, and what they have told me is that they did so because their job required it. They actually didn't want to be vaccinated, but they had to do it in order to keep their employment, and that was very disconcerting to them. They said, I wouldn't have taken it had it not been for the government forcing me to do so, essentially unable to keep my job if I didn't. But Macron is defending these restrictions this week, saying this. He calls them democratic, saying, quote, never before in our history was a crisis of such magnitude fought in such a democratic way. The democratic way of cutting off access to people's jobs, to outdoor dining, to going to museums, to even being able to go to work and in some cases travel if they do not have a COVID vaccination. Nobody seems to be buying that. It's why so many people have turned out into the streets here.
Problem is Macron is not even able to walk in the street today. For sure, France is liberté, égalité, fraternité, but that was only on the paper. And we have no more this value in France. It was the past. After the goal, this France going down and down.
Like so many people seem to be quiet about it in the U.S., but they're not quiet here in Paris. They're not quiet in France. They are standing up in a way that other countries are not, and the way that the United States has not so far. And guys, I think that is our most important lesson, having gone out across Europe and seen so much of what's going on around the world, that here in France, the people here are willing to stand up in ways that we have not been willing to stand up in the U.S. And the question that I think we leave here with is why? Why is that? What can we learn from the French? What can we take from the people here who believe in seizing back their liberty, not handing it over, not releasing it, but holding on to that liberty? What can we do to change that and to move forward in that way? Guys, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're not seeing our reports from across Europe, please send me a text at the number on your screen, and I will send our reports to you every time that they come out from France. I'll see you back home.
By the way, if you want those texts reported to you, 404-467-5809. And you'll get all of his reports from France. Glad he's over there. In Australia, this is on the Gateway Pundit, Julian Conradson, I guess his last name is Conradson. Australian government builds mandatory quarantine facilities. Officials say jab is your golden ticket to freedom. In late 2019, before the China virus was known to the world, let's just call that what it is. Isn't it the Chapel Hill University virus? I'm sorry. If any people could have even imagined what a civilized Western nation would be building facilities that government thugs would be forcing citizens into against their will. Well, a year and a half later, that's exactly where we're at. That's where we are right now. The government of Australia will be building what they call a mandatory quarantine accommodation, which is set to open its first phase in early 2022. This will be the second of such facilities in the country, and when it's finished, it will be able to hold up to 3,000 in isolation as they quarantine. And this is a project summary directly from vic.gov.au Victorian Quarantine. With quarantine continuing to be a critical part of the Australian response to COVID-19 pandemic, the Victorian and Austrian governments have committed to building a purpose-built quarantine accommodation hub outside of Melbourne, CBD, to combat and protect the community from the highly infectious COVID-19 virus. As if it was straight out of Orwell's 1984, the camp will be named the Center for National Resilience. And government health officials are calling the experimental jab the golden ticket to freedom. Well, back to reality. Police officers who are accompanied by the military have already been coming to people's homes and taking them away as they conduct random welfare checks and follow up on tips about rule breakers who have been ratted out by their fellow citizens. And there is video along with this story that I am shocked that they have allowed this to stand on YouTube. But it actually shows how they're removing people from their homes. As of now, they are mostly being taken to hotels, but some will go to the already functioning and smaller vaccination camps, is what they're calling them in the northern part of the country. Police have even resorted to just flat-out assaulting non-maskers, even if they are children. If it's gotten to this point after a year and a half, well, where would it be a year from now? Well, that's a damn good question. Australians were sent letters in the mail that detailed the plans of the government's new important project. It also informs them about the upcoming community information session where citizens can join and listen to corrupt health officials tell them why they need the center. I have the letter and I'm looking at it right now. This is not a joke. This has been 100% vetted, folks.
Public Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Project summary posted to Australia's Quarantine Hub website. It details their expectations for restrictions to continue for as long as 3 years and that mandatory facilities would improve compliance and change attitudes, among other things. and I'm quoting directly from it, with COVID-19 quarantine requirements expected to continue in some form at least over the next 2 to 3 years, the Victorian government has further committed to investigating alternative models of mandatory quarantine, including purpose-built alternative quarantine accommodation outside of Melbourne's central business district. These options are assessed amongst other factors on their ability to deliver the following benefits: more tailored response option for the government that are commensurate to risk levels and help improve compliance. And folks, and if you think there's no way that this is going to come to America, they're already nibbling around the edges. They're already to implement the same damn stuff. The CDC has already published an approach that discusses building these types of COVID internment camps using terms like green zone and shielding approach as euphemisms to make it more palatable. Protests are going on, and people are not falling out in the streets in America. They're going directly to their school boards about the mask mandates, about the vaccination injections. And the school boards are just sitting there and absolutely ignoring the people that are giving their very slimly timed allotment to speak in front of their councils, and they're just ignored. People have done the same thing with the critical race theory. I don't have time to start this. I'll do this in the next hour. But people are stepping up. They're starting to step forward. The question is, how far are they willing to go? The answer to that question is as far as they want to, or we allow them to. It's amazing stuff to watch this. In my entire life, folks, I have seen the government do some pretty shady things. But I guess when you're in the midst of flipping the governing body that was formed so many years ago, for them to turn it into communism, socialism, fascism central, You know what? I think Americans are so pissed off about everything, they don't know what to get pissed off about the most. Second hour coming up, folks, and we'll entertain your phone calls as well. On this Friday edition of the National Intel Report, I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll do top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.